Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and for the few minutes that I have with you today, I know that if you'll stay tuned, God will encourage your heart. But first, I'd like to pray for you. Lord, there's many under the sound of my voice that have great needs and many disasters through our land and through our country. God, we pray for mercy. We pray for health in our families, in our individual lives, and in our country. We pray for those that are not born again, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And let them know, God the Father, that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary that our sins might be forgiven. Make that a revelation knowledge to the people. Let them know that they must be born again. Let them realize that you love them and make your love real to them. And I pray you use this broadcast today to touch hearts. And I thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1975, my husband and I started the Trucking for Jesus ministry, a mobile chapel, a church on wheels for truck drivers. And for 36 years, my husband and I traveled all across the country into truck stops, setting up our chapel, preaching to people who come by. And since his passing in 2011, I'm still carrying on preaching the ministry on radio and TV and revivals and wherever God opens the door, staying very, very busy, which I'm grateful for, but still going on. But over the years, my husband and I have met some awesome, mighty men and women of God, women and men that brushed our lives with the mantle of God, people who brought joy for the journey. And in this series that is coming up for the next weeks, I want to share the testimony of some of the people that we've met along life's road. So I know if you'll listen, you'll be blessed. One of the first ones I want to talk about on this time that I have with you is a man who lived in Greenville, South Carolina. Him and his wife went to Donaldson Road Church of God. Their names were Opie Rice and her name was Minnie Bell Rice. Sweet, awesome people. And at the time we met them, they were on up in years when we first met them. But they were so sweet. It was such a joy to be around, and he was so faithful to the house of God. But what blessed my heart every time I go to church with them, and my husband and I would talk about when we get home how Brother Opie Rice loved to sing in the church choir. He would just beam all over, and he would be one of the first ones to go up when they would call for the choir to come up. And his wife, Minnie Bell, said that every night when he went to bed, he would get out on his knees by his bed and say his prayers before he went to sleep. And said one night after church, he went in and got down on his knees by his bed. And she went out and let him have his prayer time. And when she got ready to go to bed, he was still down by the bed on his knees. And she laid her hand on his shoulder. And he had slumped over. And Brother Opie Rice had went on home to be with Jesus on his knees. The last thing the man done before he departed this world, he talked to Jesus. He talked to him by his bedside, only to wake up and see him face to face. Oh, what a testimony. What a life. I have to think about Psalms 37:37. It says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And when I think about Opie Rice, that's what I think about. The end of that man was peace. The end of that man was he left a sweet memory. The end of that man, he left a wonderful testimony. He loved his family. He loved his neighbors. He loved the church. And he did what he could for the community. The end of that man was peace. He lived an upright life before God. And I want to ask you a question. What kind of end are you going to leave for your children and your wife and your family? Are you going to be noted for a man or woman in peace? Are you going to be noted for someone who's always living in strife and conflict and can't get along with nobody and always grouchy and irritable? But today I pray that you won't be like that. I pray today that you'll give your heart to the Lord. Learn how to pray. Oh, what a change it'll make in your life when you learn how to talk to the Lord. And let me tell you something about talking to the Lord. When you talk to him, if you'll sit still for a few minutes, he'll talk to you. He'll tell you what to do. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Today, if you transgress against God, it's a hard life. But I pray today that you'll give your heart to Jesus, that you'll be like Brother Opie Rice, serve him all the days of your life, and when it's time to go home, you'll have a sweet crossing. Thank you for listening.